Development for Rural Tennessee. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's been great. It's a lot to learn with rural development, USDA, working for Secretary Perdue, and there's so much to learn and opportunity to help folks all across Tennessee.
Last fall, Jim Tracy was appointed by the Trump administration as the new state director for USDA's rural development. And growing up on a farm in West Tennessee and his father being an extension agent, Tracy says he's right at home now in his new role after serving as a state senator the past 13 years.
Instead of five counties, I'm representing 95 counties now. So Tennessee's a big state. I've already traveled across the state once. Start back going through it again, meeting farmers and people involved in agriculture in the rural areas across the state.
The USDA Rural Development Program provides loans and grants to help expand economic opportunities and create jobs in rural areas. And Jim Tracy is excited to lead that effort across Tennessee.
From Greenville all the way to Union City. So we have eight different offices that we have people in each office that work in those particular areas. So we work with people all across the state, and we have specialists that do things, whether it be with business, whether it be with infrastructure, broadband. We're going to be involved in that this year with USDA. We're also going to be involved with the opioid crisis that we have across the country. So those are two big issues we're working on, and we want to continue to grow agriculture in the rural areas.
Well, besides broadband and the opioid crisis, rural development is also heavily involved in business development, home ownership, and other community services such as schools, public safety, and health care.
Get to work with people that have the same goals in mind with the rural areas and rural development and agriculture. It's a pleasure to do it. I'm excited about it.
Well, Jim Tracy has 24 years experience as a small business owner, and he and his family reside in Shelbyville. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.